Hey Giants fans, it's Weston Richburg. Welcome to my home here outside of Amarillo, Texas. These are my females, my cows. We're out here this morning just checking on them, giving them a little feed and making sure everything's going all right with them. This is my parents' home, my dad and stepmom's home, and we lease land around here with our animals, and we got about 100 cows, and it keeps growing. We're actually in the middle of calving season right now.
It's my passion. I'm second and third generation farmer on both sides of my family, and I like the outdoors. Some people get addicted to golf, some get addicted to other things. I get addicted to dirt and cows, I guess.
When I was younger, we had more animals, I think. We had pigs, which was probably our biggest thing. So I had to take care of them before school and after school. And we had our cows that we would take care of as well. So showing animals, that's a really big thing in this area. There's a lot of kids that are waking up each morning doing that, you know, after school doing that. It's just a way of life here, and kids are willing to put in that work to do it because it's just that much fun and that enjoyable, I think.
He had responsibilities. I mean, the whole lesson behind those tasks is teaching them discipline about taking care of someone besides themselves. And he really appreciated being around the animals, around the livestock, and being outdoors.
We're bringing them up from the pasture. They were grazing the grass out in the pasture. We're going to bring them up into the pen so they can eat. We're going to give them some hay and some feed. They're taking a little while. They must be a little sleepy this morning. Go, go. This is a really nice way to come in the off season and kind of relax and get your mind right. Just anytime you get to come back and, you know, hop on a four wheeler or go out in the field and just mess with cows is kind of relaxing. When I come home versus when I'm in New Jersey, it's totally different. Me and my wife are really enjoying that chapter of being on the East Coast, doing those East Coast things with East Coast people. And, you know, we ultimately want to end up back doing this. I want to, you know, buy a ranch and take my cows down there, and you know, it's simple and peaceful and quiet, and it's nice, very comforting. Yeah, we're actually out a little west of Amarillo, in between Amarillo and Bushland, from where I grew up. This is Bushland High School in Bushland, Texas. This is where I went to high school. Here's the field that I started playing on in eighth grade. They actually built the football field before the school, so I think that shows you a little bit of priorities here in West Texas. So here it is. Spent my whole high school career out here playing football and track and field and all that good stuff. Really, really special environment here that I'll remember for the rest of my life. I'll always cherish being able to be out here and be with your friends and playing in front of fans and classmates, and just a small town feel to it. It's a lot different than playing at MetLife now, but this is where it all began. I played left tackle my senior year. That was the first time playing offensive line, so I learned a lot and was fortunate enough to be able to continue playing in college.
Weston would receive a scholarship from Colorado State University, where he would play football for 4 years while studying the family business.
The animal science program there at Colorado State is excellent. And that's what I majored in. And then I played football with great friends, made a lot of good memories that I still cherish today.
And in the second round of the 2014 draft, Weston's dreams would come true.
With the 43rd pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Weston Richburg, center, Colorado State.
Oh, I was ecstatic. But the fact that it was the Giants with so much history and recent success, you know, to be a part of an organization like that is really special, and I was very, very excited about it.
Injuries to the Giants' offensive line would thrust Weston into the starting lineup as a rookie, where he received a crash course on life in the NFL.
You know, it wasn't like you were just kind of getting easily put in there. You know, you're getting thrown in with the best in the world, so I had to learn quick about how the game's played and what's expected, and help me grow into who I am today and appreciate, you know, what I've been through now.
And now, with 2 years under his belt, Richburg is the Giants' starting center and a leader of the offense.
I enjoy the responsibilities that come with that position, and, you know, obviously being able to work with a guy like Eli makes your job pretty easy, you know, being able to read stuff and see what's going on the field. offensively, I don't think we even scratched the surface of what we're capable of. I'm really looking forward to continuing to get better with the same group of guys, keeping that continuity, being in the same offense. So I'm really looking forward to making some progress again this year.